The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except it's Thursday. So usually Trish Clark is with me, but Trish Clark is on vacation, so who do I have? I have one of my favorite people of all time, Dr. Maria Salas. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you? You know, and I said, you know what? This is my chance to get, you know, to force her to come in here
just
and say,
pull those words out of me, huh?
Pull those words out of the good doctor here. He's positively healthy on the weekend.
Yes, and I'm excited. We have a great show this Saturday, but
you always have a great show.
It's fun. We keep it fun and positive.
Well, positively healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:07 in the morning here, April the 16th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We've got a lot of people rolling through here this morning, and including Larry Morgan at 8 o'clock. It's going to talk about the future of transportation right here in Reading, roundabouts, bike lanes, and all this. I think it's going to be an interesting conversation because a lot of people got a lot of questions about that. Of course, Bad Bob's here with us.
And good morning.
How are you there, Bad Bob?
Not bad. A bit warm. It was actually, well, relatively speaking, I was able to come zooming in the Jeep, and I didn't have to do Nanook of the North.
Yeah, you looked like you were kind of coming in with, you know, not too bad.
Just my hoodie.
You got the weather here this morning?
As a matter of fact, I do. I had it set over there in case somebody's going to pick it up. Sunny today, the high, oh my, near 83 degrees.
Oh
zooming
my.
Right up. Yes.
Yeah.
And winds out of the northeast up to gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. It'll be clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Sunny tomorrow, even more warmth with a high near 85. As we hit the weekend, we could be seeing 90-degree temperatures in the North State in April.
What?
Oh, dear.
I don't know if I'm ready yet, Carl.
Are you ready?
I'm not.
I'm not ready for that. You know, when you're talking 90, you're talking, I mean, you should be like sitting in the pool someplace.
Yeah, well, South Bay Area kid over here. I need those cool breezes coming in.
There you go. Good morning, Angel. She's Angel and Jimmy coming in on the chat room.
Good
morning, you guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go 55 on. Degrees and ready. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, you know what? It says, you know, it's about time for a Chuck and Judy to change from our customers are warm friends to it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Of course, it's a veteran-owned business of seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. You know, so good morning there, Doctor.
Good morning. So nice to be with you guys today.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I always like having somebody smarter than me.
Oh, gosh.
In sitting here. You know, like Linda's here and, you know, Trish is here. And according to Worker One, that could be anybody that Bree is smarter than me. he's a blogger. I don't know who he is, though. Eventually, maybe he'll come up or she'll come up and say, hey, I'm Worker One. And
so where do you see Worker One mostly at?
No, it's just, you know, in the blogs.
Yeah.
You know, the one since the Reading in the commenters, Reading.com, a record search site, changed their method of doing it.
Yeah.
I don't see anything from anybody anymore. They're just gone. I mean, it just, and we had the record search site in here Monday, and they go, yeah, we've pretty much lost the anonymity of our bloggers because they have to go to Facebook.
They have to log in through their Facebook
and
account.
And I did see a couple of, I was wondering who that was. You know, they were arguing back and forth. I'm wondering who you were. Yeah. So, but I don't know. Worker One hasn't identified him or herself.
Coward.
Well, you know what? It's if you cared about what they said, or you know, if I'm a nameless, faceless person, that might bother me. But I don't know.
It's hard putting yourself out there, though. Like, you know, you do it every morning.
Well, yeah, and people know who I am
and
who you are.
It's your opinion.
That's it. You know what? And if you don't have the guts to say, you know, stand there and say who you are. then we're missing something there.
I'll take a neutral stance every now and then.
It's okay. Neutrality is okay, yeah. or taking both sides. Like I've come in here and been ready to argue against something, and the person had a really good telling argument and thought, well, you know what? That's something to think about. You know, it may not change my mind totally, but at least it gives me a different viewpoint.
I heard one recently, if we're going to talk about that. Sorry.
No, I don't know if we have time. No, we're okay till quarter after, then we've got, then there people are lined up
so
out the door.
They're thinking about raising Social Security, or pardon me, the retirement to 69,
yeah.
or talking about raising that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about?
I feel like the character in Catch 22.
Are we all over the place? Well,
no. I mean,
I think they raised it already.
The further away they move.
Yeah, exactly. So, what about the older workers that have like more labor-intensive jobs on their feet at, you know, 68, 67?
I think, but when they first originally made Social Security, it was back in the 30s, and people died at 70.
Yeah.
I mean, they did.
Exactly.
Most people died in those times. But now people are living in their 80s. Mm-hmm. People are, you know, are healthy. And I didn't hear the 69. I know they moved it up to 67. But
okay, maybe it was something like that.
Well, they moved to 67. But your argument is one of the ones that they push out.
Okay.
Two things. One is if you are in a labor-intensive job and you're still there, you're still working on the on the assembly line or something like this. You're still driving. You know, it's a physically demanding job, and how much of that can you do?
Yeah.
And then if you retire early, you get less of your benefits. Other people are saying that some African American community men live a lot less. Their lifespan is less than white males. So they're saying, well, wait a minute. Then if you move that back, that prevents them from getting Social Security.
I mean, but obviously we know the whole thing needs some help.
Well, it does. You know, and one of the things they could do, frankly, is how about a proof of need for Social Security? I hate to say it like that, but you're making $400,000 a year or $250,000 a year through investments and all this, but it's based on your income tax. Maybe you don't need, or maybe you can just, they cut it in half or they make it a third.
But then again,
that's class warfare.
Exactly. Yes.
Social Security was not an entitlement. It was a fund set aside. I put money into it with the expectation that I will get it back.
You worked hard for it.
But there's so many other people sticking straws into the soda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they had just left it the way it was,
uh-oh,
it could have been okay.
We've got one.
Well, it could have been okay. Yeah. But they've started using that Social Security for, you know, aid to dependent children, aid to people that, are dead on meth, you know, all these things. Plus, the
basically
fact
another welfare.
Out,
yeah,
plus, they've gotten over. What they say, there's over a million people that are 112 years old or older.
I say they look at disability.
Yeah, I mean they look at the whole
first
thing and they take out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phone lines. We have Trish. Good morning, Trish. Where are you?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Trish. Love your voice. I love your happy. Whoa, Illinois.
Illinois.
Put another pin in the map.
Illinois. I know. Is that too fun? It's right on the Mississippi River.
What part of Illinois?
It's right on the Mississippi River, Quincy.
Quincy, Illinois. Oh. Okay. So you're heading for Chicago to go see if you can organize?
Yeah. I'm going to see what the world he did to make him the way he is.
So are you having a good time?
I am having a marvelous time.
Well, you know, I've seen those photos of you plowing fields and being in, you know, wherever you were at. I've seen a few of those pictures.
Trish is doing selfies now? Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, not selfies, actually. I don't think we've posted any selfies, but it's a marvelous part of the country that I've never been in, the northeastern part of the United States, so.
Uh-huh.
Don't really have great expectations, but it's a wonderful country, and the weather's been marvelous. And just wanted to call in and say I miss all of you, and you're doing a good job filling in for me.
I'm trying to keep your seat warm. I'm trying. I will do my best.
Well, we miss you, Trish.
Okay.
And you got to be careful out there. You know, while you're there, you're that close on the Mississippi. You ought to try and get down there to where Mark Twain. Hannibal, Missouri. You ought to try and get down to Hannibal if that's along your way anywhere.
You know, we did that in the last trip, actually.
Okay.
In the southeastern states, we're headed now to Churchill Downs. I want to go
Very
see
cool.
where the Kentucky Derby's run.
It's a great place there. Yep, in Louisville. And
yeah,
Louisville, and then you have that's
Louisville.
You know, it's a beautiful place. I have relatives there, so if you ever need any, if you get arrested or anything, just let me know.
Oh, perfect. Always need that get out of jail card.
Well, you be careful out there, Trish, and have a wonderful time. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, I'll be checking in.
Okay, thank
you. Bye, Trish.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Take a break here. And, you know, maybe. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, the thing about Shasta Regional Medical Center is that they have been rated the in the top 100 hospitals 3 years in a row.
Wow.
And, that only happens if you kind of like really put in your mind to it here. And they do it by not just getting people, treated. They treat people well. They treat the whole person. Mm-hmm. There, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
They are starting some great new programs right now for people.
They have, like what?
I heard there's a great diabetic program going on right now.
They've got so many things that they're doing over there at Shasta Regional that is good. You know, their emergency room is just outstanding in their cardiac program. So many things they have going on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dr. Maria Salas is with me today, and we're getting ready to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. So
wow, that's not how Carl. I sounded in eighth grade.
Yeah, it's Carl Hunt and Dr. Maria Callis. Salas here. It's 7:21 in the morning, and we're back here with the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. I'm sitting here with Dr. Dwayne Corbin, who's the conductor, and you just heard Vince Carlson, who's a clarinetist.
Good morning.
Clarinet or clarinetist.
Either one.
Okay, we need you to get in a little bit closer to that. And then Ron Largent, who sets all the stuff up. Ron, who's been on the radio more than a million times, plays trombone.
Thanks, Carl, for having us in today. This is going to be a great concert.
Okay, and it's going to be at Shasta College Auditorium Sunday.
Yes.
This Sunday at 3 p.m. Okay, tell us a little bit about what's going on here, Dr. Corbin.
Sure. We have our annual Pops concert here. And the Pops concert just meaning that we're featuring a lot of diverse music from films, including Pirates of the Caribbean, as well as what you heard there is one excerpt from Star Wars. So, of course, the question is, what was that theme, right? What character in Star Wars? Anyone recognize here who that was?
No,
I'm just curious.
I don't have
that was the Princess Leia theme there.
Princess Leia.
All right. So,
see, I was waiting for the come out.
Exactly. We wanted to start mellow for you here instead of shocking you out of it. But, yeah, it's going to be a great concert. We also, on that show, are going to be featuring, in addition to the film music, we'll have a Sorcerer's Apprentice, although that's made mostly famous from Mickey Mouse there on Fantasia. We have a piece of music that has video game music put together, which is becoming more and more an important part of kind of the music culture of the youth here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a great piece for all the wind players in the orchestra called Lincolnshire Posey. And then finally, we'll be featuring area student violinist Elisa Laraway from Foothill High School. She'll be playing a violin concerto with us this year.
Wow. You nice. Guys are really working it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
So 3 p.m., how many people are in the orchestra?
It varies between about 60 and 75, depending on the concert. I don't know the exact number of this. We're probably around that 65 to 70.
65 to 70 people in this,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
How long have you all been rehearsing together?
Let's see.
Because you kind of gather them from all.
Yeah, we rehearse once a week between usually the first week of September to the middle of April. So it is officially a class at Simpson University and Shasta College, both. You can co-enroll, as well as a lot of area volunteers like Vince and Ron here who volunteer their time to come in and play for us. And so we'll do usually four concerts a year, four or five. So two or three each semester. So for this concert, we started rehearsing it second week of March and once a week between then and now. And then we'll push to the big show this weekend.
What would you say your favorite part of this symphony is?
In terms of this specific concert or just
this concert?
Boy, that's hard to say because we have so many different talented people bringing their gifts to the stage here. I mean, I love working with student soloists like Elisa, where we have an annual competition for the students to play and to win the honor to be able to play with us, and she won that competition this year. And it's just so much fun to work with that student and help them develop their talents and bring it to the stage. And this is, you know, usually their first time they've done a concerto in a very formal situation like this. And then they'll go on to college, they'll do it again and again, and they send me an email, hey, I did another concerto with, the UC Davis Orchestra or something. And as they go on to life, and it's just really, really exciting to see what doors that this opens. So for me as a teacher,
where they go
it's awesome.
From there.
Yeah.
You know, that must be pretty cool.
Dr. Carbon, how did you decide how to write the program?
Well, for a Pops concert like this, mm-hmm. I try to survey the orchestra a little bit and say, mm-hmm. all right, what are you dying to play, right? And so there's a little bit of that and try to accommodate that as well as I kind of always have a list in my computer on here's a wish list of repertoire. And if I hear a great piece on the radio or encounter it in my teaching or just in it's in a concert or wherever, and I love the piece. I put on the list, and then at certain times when I'm trying to actually solidify one concert, I'll go back to that list as well as take input from various other members of the orchestra. And it's a little bit, it's really difficult to come up with a great program. So mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time on that and then vet it through.
Trying to reach so many different ages
and
different groups of people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be at 3 p.m. this Sunday at Shasta College in the auditorium there.
Yep.
How much for the tickets? Or is this
It's $10 general, $8 senior, and $5 for students.
You
can get tickets on the website, shastacollege.com. .edu/Shasta Symphony, or even just go to, we now have a new website for the symphony, shastasymphony.org, or you can get them at the door.
Cool. Now, do you have another little piece here that you prepared for with this event?
That was actually all I had prepared
for this morning. Okay, well, then that's not. I see you looking. I see music. I can't read music. So what do you do when you're not doing this?
I actually work for City of Reading in the Customer Service Division for Utilities. So.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you that we've already we blew our, we were off the air Monday for like 4 or 5 hours. Uh-huh. And REU, that's Utilities, right?
Right.
REU. One of you guys, Matt, calls me, say he was sorry that they were working on it, and I knew they were. I knew they'd come out there, and he said, we have to get some more equipment. But being called and saying, hey, we're working on this, it's really cool.
Yeah, Matt's a really good guy. He's one of our key account managers.
Well, I tell you what, it was really cool. You know, here's a guy who's taking care, to give you a call and say, hey, we know this is big for you guys, because you're off the air here. And and we didn't think it was some kind of plot. So we have questioned the city council at times on things, but no, it was good customer service, and it's the kind of thing you expect from our.
Well, thank you. That's nice to hear.
I just want to give a shout out there.
Yeah, we appreciate hearing that, and a lot of times we don't hear the good things that are happening.
Oh,
so
no. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for even joining on this. Because what's your background in music?
I actually minored in music in college, and I played all the way through junior high and high school.
So it's a good outlet for you now.
It's just
an
outlet.
Yeah,
just
nice.
I do it for enjoyment, and I really enjoy playing. So
that's super.
And he's an amazing player. So
he sounded great. Okay, so everybody, this is it's such a big weekend. Going.
Yeah, it is.
You could have picked maybe a weekend when there wasn't quite as much going on. But you know what? We have so many stratas of our society.
Oh, absolutely.
That they can go to a rodeo on Fridays. And be with you all on Sunday.
Yep. This is a very kid-friendly concert, too, with all the pop stuff.
Great.
So,
okay, the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, Sunday at 3 p.m., a big concert at the Shasta College Auditorium. Pops concert and Star Wars, plus.
That's right.
Thank you so much
for being
here with us today.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you. You bet.
Have a great day.
Hey, we'll be
Thank you, Ron.
And thanks to Ron Largent for bringing it in. Hey, we'll be right back in a few, right after these messages. It's 7:28 in the morning. 55 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
America's original extreme sport. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. 3 days of the best rodeo action on dirt. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, by phone or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Dr. Maria Salas. Good morning. It's Thursday, 7:30
in the morning.
Good
morning, everybody.
Hey, you know what? Did somebody just fly by me? Did you just see something fly by me?
I think so.
But did you do that?
I think
that?
So, yes. No, that wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Then it must have been Wendy from Peter Pan. Oh,
she's so super cute, too. She's totally Wendy.
She's levitating off the stool.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, if we're talking Peter Pan, we're having an opening tonight. Good morning. All right.
How fun, you guys.
We're here with Matt McDonald, who plays Mr. Schmee.
Mr. Schmee.
Okay, get in tight there to that right microphone. Mm-hmm. And then we have Rebecca Gilbert. Wendy. Can you say some Wendy stuff?
What kind of stuff?
Wendy does not talk like that. Wendy does not talk. And Kim Vocal. Kim, who's the vocal director? I said, Kim, vocal director.
Yeah.
Kim, the vocal director. Hop in here, Kim.
Yes, hello.
There's a lot of singing in this.
Oh, quite a bit.
Quite a bit of singing. Okay. And flying and all this. We're not going to talk about the flying. We're not going to ask about the flying. But this is one heck of a production, isn't it?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Wendy, do you fly?
Yes.
Okay.
So a lot of technical things going on in the background. And do you get up on... No, you're floating. You don't get up on wires.
It's all magic.
It's all magic.
All magic.
Yeah.
It's Tinkerbell dust.
Pixie dust.
Hey, look, you know what? I was raised with Mary Martin and Peter Pan.
Wow.
And remember, Disney was big back then. You know, he had Peter Pan on from Walt Disney, too. Yeah. And Tinkerbell. Yeah. In fact, Linda got a haircut. Looks a little bit like that.
Really?
Oh, I have not seen her yet. Nice little pixie cut. Cool.
Okay. Now, what it opens tonight, right, Matt?
Yes. Well, it's our sponsorship night is tonight, and then the official opening is tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's so spectacular. If you miss this, you're going to hate yourself. It's so...
That's what we've heard.
Yeah.
We've heard just outstanding.
It's hard to... Just stand up. And we're looking around us all the time. Things are happening all around. And special effects are incredible. It's great.
It's great when the actors all are in awe, too, while you're still doing it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Wendy's face yet. Hang on. All right. Okay, tonight's media night. And, in fact, Linda's going to be there. That's why I'm taking Linda's show tonight. So I'm on,
really?
On the spot with Linda Bott.
That's awesome.
While she's down at seeing Peter Pan and seeing Wendy and all this. Wendy, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
16 years old, and you got the part of Wendy because you're just, cute and bubbly and can sing?
Yes.
Sure. She completely embodies Wendy.
Yes. Oh.
That was an easy one.
Totally,
when
she does.
Well, we met your little brother. John? No, is it?
Michael?
Well, I mean, he's John Darling, right?
Sure. Yes.
Right.
And we met Mrs. Darling.
Oh, you did.
And so now we've met Wendy, and we've met Mr. Smee, and we've met Captain Hook.
Oh,
and come to think of it, we've met Pita. All the cycle through here, so this is great. Well, so now how do people get tickets here?
They can go to the Cascade box office. They can also buy them online at the Cascade Theater. Our shows they start tomorrow evening, and they go through the following weekend, the 26th.
You don't want to miss this. This is spectacular. I can't wait to see it. This is spectacular, though, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody, you've been working so hard on this, too. Been working so hard. What's your favorite part, Wendy?
I love all of it so much. One of my favorite parts is probably when we first get to Neverland,
mm-hmm.
and walking out and seeing all the sets together with all the Lost Boys and doing those scenes. Those are probably the most fun scenes that we have, and seeing all the Indians and pirates. So Neverland is probably my favorite part of it, which is basically the whole thing.
Well, you know what? I was a member of the Lost Boys.
All right.
So I got a plaque someplace. It says to Peter, the leader of the Lost Boys.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But
there's a story there.
It had nothing to do with
it. Yeah.
Being on the stage. I bet.
We might have an opening, just saying.
Okay, it seems like, okay, and Matt, you've been acting a lot.
Yeah.
And you've been in a lot of these. You've been here many times before. Mm-hmm. What do you like about this? Do you feel like this one's different?
I do. Everyone in it, we have how many cast members? Over 20. And I cannot believe how talented everyone is. It meshes with the incredible tech work everyone's doing. And it was about a week and a half ago. We were all just kind of looking around. We just kind of stepped into Neverland and meeting people. Everyone seems to have like a history with Peter Pan. We had these wonderful women who were talking about their time in the war in London. And it was like everything was destroyed around them, and they got to see Peter Pan and go out and have a potato afterwards. And it was just like, they remembered
when
it the rest
of their
lives.
When you think about this. Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, it was. Yeah. Well, it's a timeless story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Story of trying to keep your childhood.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, so you kind of feel like you're part of this kind of a timeless story, Wendy, even you're 16.
Yeah, at first, when I got the part, I was like, okay, this is so cool. Like, I don't know how I'm going to connect with this story, but I found a lot of ways where, like, every time that I've watched Peter Pan, like, I love the story so much. And, like, I've always loved Wendy in particular. And so for me to get this part, it was, like, a dream. And so to actually perform this role, I try to embody her as much as I can while keeping just a little bit of myself, so I kind of relate her story to part of my story in any way that I can, so I can keep it as true to the part as I can.
Good.
Wow, that's very mature.
Oh, yeah. Where do you go to school at?
I go to UPrep.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
No, I'm not knocking any other school.
I'm not, but
yeah, well,
awesome.
UPrep. Okay. Okay, well, thank you all so much for coming here. It's going to be a big night. Tonight's kind of like the big last dress rehearsal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Putting it all together. I tell you what, my wife's going to be there. She's very, very critical. She sees things and she picks things out that I would never know because she knows what theater looks like. But she's looking forward to this, too. She wouldn't have missed this night.
I can't wait to see her.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, break a leg out there, everybody. And you can get tickets at the Cascade Theater. Mm-hmm. You can probably get them online.
Yes.
And this is just a great production. You don't want to miss it. So thank you very much,
thank you.
Kim, who's the vocal director here for all of this. So, you know what? That's big. And the choreographer is probably over there laying down someplace just hoping that they stick there somebody. And Rebecca Gilbert, who plays Wendy, and of course Matt McDonald, who plays Shmee, but is such a mainstay in all of our theater productions. You know, you can't go wrong with theater here in Reading.
You can, so many options for sure.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, and break a leg tonight.
Thank
you, guys.
We'll be right back after these messages. We've got Rodeo.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? No,
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat. Don't miss your chance to learn why in Turtle Bay's exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities. And learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet closes May 10th, so satisfy your sweet tooth before it's gone. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Häagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Isn't it wonderful?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Botten, Dr. Maria Salas.
Good morning, everybody.
It's 20 till 8 here on April the 16th, the day after you've been stripped naked by Uncle Sam on tax day. Stripped naked, slapped in the face. Had a bull roll over you. We're going to be talking about that. 55 degrees out there. It's going to be in the 80s today. I can't believe it's going to be in the 90s this weekend. It's going to be absolutely perfect weather this week for the Red Bluff Roundup. Can I say more? I'm here with Ruth Nichols and
Eric Layton.
Eric Layton, yeah. Right here. And Eric Layton, who has been here before, and we're going to get to him in a minute. Yeah, he's just kind of a quiet guy. He's, you know, looks like, you know, you almost look like you could be a college professor. Does he, Maria?
Yeah, he's super calm. I mean, super for what calm, he does.
Super calm, just kind of sitting
there's like
here.
No adrenaline flow, no,
nothing,
right now.
There's nothing.
He's saving you us. Wait, you wait.
You just, okay, you know, and he's, you know, he's, you know, no, he's not wearing any bandages or anything.
No.
Okay, we're going to talk.
Wait, let me see your teeth. No.
All right, Ruth, last up
yes,
going
sir.
On.
Yes, sir, always.
Okay, what's going on? We've got, gosh, you've got today... Tomorrow, kicks off. I got so many things going on.
Okay. We had Slack yesterday, which is the extra rodeo competition that doesn't fit in the performances. We'll have it again today and tomorrow. 4 o'clock, these guys, Eric included, Bullfighters and Clown, will do a meet and greet out at the fairgrounds. The mixer starts tonight at 5:30. Chad Bushnell plays. That is a large time.
Big name.
Rodeo tomorrow night, parade Saturday, pancakes Saturday, rodeo Sunday. It's jam-packed.
We're there tomorrow night. I tell you what, we've got a jam-packed weekend, but we never miss the Red Bluff Roundup. I mean, you've got things going on that are just, I mean, you sit there and you watch. You're going, I can't keep track. You don't want to leave to get a corn dog.
Exactly.
Or whatever you're doing. You want to just stay out there and watch.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
Well, you've got $250,000, and then you've got some the top rodeo riders in the area or in the United States coming through here, aren't you?
Well, and the contract people too. You know, we really pride ourselves on hiring good acts, good contract people like Eric, because that makes for a better show. And the fans may not even realize that, but they smooth things out so that three hour rodeo, goes so smoothly. It's like you said, you don't want to blink, you'll miss something.
It is. It's 2.5 hours of just entertainment the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Eric. Yes, Layton sir. Is, and reason we're kind of kidding with Eric is that Eric's a bullfighter. He's the one that puts himself in between the cowboys and the bull. Once the cowboy gets off the bull, one way or the other, or attempts to get off the bull, it may get hung up.
How do you train for that?
Just keep going. Start out in a practice pen, and then once you get good, and then you know you just go to rodeos. Or, you know, help some friends out at home when you're not rodeoing and kind of just, you know, keep yourself sharp and ready to rock and roll. It's a kind of a crash course when you train for it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get run over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they train bulls to a buck, from what I understand.
Well, the breeding program nowadays, you know, it's just like the bucking horses. The breeding program is so good. You know, so you breed a good cow to a good bull, and you're going to get a good calf. So as far as the training, the bull, you know, they're just so genetically capable before you even, you know, try them. And then you put a little dummy on them when they're 2-3 years old, and that's kind of the extent of the training, and then the rest is history. They're ready for riders about 4 years old.
About when they're 4 years old.
How big are they at that point?
Like 3 and 4 year olds, you know, they average. They just vary different, you know, probably 1,200-1,400 pounds right in there.
Now, the because you see a lot of different size bulls. You'll see some of the smaller ones that have made it into the NFR's national finals. They're small, but they're really fast. And you get some ones that are huge, but they're really powerful on this. And you've got to be able to fight, or well, you've got to be able to work with no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Are the fast ones harder to deal with?
Well, like for me, being out here with Don Kish's bulls, they're faster than they're really mean usually. So everybody else's bulls, it's just kind of like more slow motion to me because I'm so used to, you know, rolling so fast and being on my toes every bull. So the bigger, like another guy here in town, Flying Diamond, Mike Corey, he's got generally a bigger set of bulls, you know, that are a little slower. They, you know, they really buck. They're a little bit slower, not near as mean usually as like Don Kish's bulls. So it's more of a waiting game and more relaxed. So there's just different herds, different sires, different, you know, all genetic makeups.
But he has to be prepared for it all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you know the bulls. You've got a book on every one of the bulls, don't you?
Yeah, it's right here in my skull.
Okay. But, yeah. I mean, it's like everybody. I mean, everybody shares knowledge about the animals who are riding, the cowboys, and sharing with each other. And then you all, of course, on the ground looking at them.
You do
know
you watch video, too?
Well, I got a really good memory of if I see a bull one time, I'll remember him forever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So I know if they're going left, they're going right, if they're mean, you know, all that.
Okay.
And I can then you generally see how the riders ride, you know, then you can see if there's going to be a wreck before he even nods his head and says, let's go.
Really, you can tell just by the – really? You can tell when the cowboy's sitting there on it before he comes out just by the way he positions himself?
I like just the way some guys ride, you know, the way some bulls buck.
Oh, okay.
I can see that's not a very good matchup.
Okay.
You know, like if a bull has a lot of drop and a guy tends to, like, ride on his pockets, you know, leaning back on the end of his arm.
When you say drop, it means the...
drop out of the air.
Okay, he comes up and then comes straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They tend to pull guys down. Well, if a guy rides leaning back, it's pretty much going to be a wreck. You know, he's going to pull him down. Hopefully he pulls him down over his shoulder, not on top of his head. But we can kind of see it. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but we can see it before the guy even gets out there. So we're, you know, at that point, we're really on our toes.
So you can, that makes sense. And I've heard, you know, while you're, you know, listening to the commentators and all this, is that a lot of times they'll say he's already looking. He's looking down. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a place to land.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, like two jumps after the bull comes out. So he knows it may not be the one he's riding that day. Cowboys, when they're drawing stock, and this is what's the greatest thing about having really good stock contractors, they draw a bull or a horse that's not going to buck. They'll turn those out, won't they?
Yeah.
Because they usually go to another rodeo now. Mm-hmm. But with, you know, grounding and all the different types of contractors we have here, Ruth, you've got some just quality stock.
Yeah, we've got, what, 4 or 5 contractors in Red Bluff? And the committee does that on purpose. Not a lot of rodeos do that. They'll hire one contractor, and he brings all his bulls and horses. But here we've got 4 or 5 different ones. They bring their best. Because, like you said, a guy knows a week out or 2 weeks out, oh, I've drawn whatever bull. Oh, I'm not going to win money on him. I'm going to get bucked off. I'm not even going to show up.
Right.
That doesn't happen at Red Bluff. They show up. They know they've got good horses, good bulls to get on. Because half of your score is how your horse or bull bucks. And they're out here making money at it. I mean, we are entertained by them, but it is their livelihood.
That's it. And they don't have a union. They don't have some kind of medical plan that if they get injured, there's nobody we can throw. Eric gets you know, gets run over. There's not going to be like, oh, okay, we'll send in, okay, Eric, you know, Eric's replacement going to come running in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and does that bother you at all, Eric? You know, it's kind of, we don't have some kind of a union plan here?
Yeah, but I don't think it's ever going to happen, so I don't worry too much about it. You know, they've tried to make other rodeo deals over the years and try to get it more of a union and take better care of you, but they've all kind of fallen through, so... But, you know, the PRCA, if we get hurt or something, they take pretty good care of us through the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund and all that stuff. They look after us, so.
Okay, well, good. So at least there's something.
There's something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we talking about where Pink Tough Enough to Wear Pink.
Sunday we do our Tough Enough to Wear Pink. This is our eighth or ninth year. We've raised $280,000. The nice thing, it stays local. It goes to breast cancer patients in the area. It goes to St. Elizabeth. And they've got a new Navigator nurse program, and that's where that money goes. So wear your pink on Sunday. We will auction off a Bonanza package that day during the performance, and it's just a cool thing to do. It's a way to give back.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, you know, I mean, we've gotten so involved in this Tough Enough to Wear Pink and all these in rodeos because it's such a great cause. And,
it is.
And breast cancer is one of those cancers that detected early can be cured.
Yep, you bet.
So that and colon cancer and cervical cancer. So, okay, so we have a, tomorrow night rodeo, Saturday breakfast. Let me see everything here. Breakfast, parade, golf tournament is tomorrow, too.
Yep, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. You've got the best cowboys and cowgirls, and the PRCA is here. You've got, this is the 94th year, okay? And begins tomorrow at 7 p.m., 2:30 p.m. on the 18th, and 1:30 p.m. on the 19th.
You've got it, Carl.
Gosh, you know what? It's such a great time. You know, such a great job getting this out like this. And I tell you what, Eric, there's not a thing in the world that you could I could be offered to change places with you. I mean, really. I mean, I watch you out there. We go, look, there's Eric. You know, and not that you see anything except bull snot right there at that point. I mean, has there ever been a time when you just said, I don't really want to jump into this? Do you ever even think that?
Well, you do. If you think that, it's time for you to retire.
Right.
So you just react, you know, like anything, any wild sport, you just got to react or it's too late. So you just go for it. Go for it and hope for the best.
Well, our hat's off to you, buddy. And I know those cowboys. Just do they, you know, you save them from something horrible? Do you get like a bonus or anything?
No, just
buy you a beer or something.
Generally, I just like a thank you. You know.
Well, they do. I bet there's times you've been hugged.
Oh yeah, yeah. It all works out in the end.
It all works out. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, guys. Ruth,
and we'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We'll be
talking
there.
About this some more tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
Rockin' and rolling.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Dr. Maria Salas here. On Thursday, the 17th, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right over 2225 Hilltop Drive. And our friend there, Leonard, he can find anything for you in jewelry, especially as estate jewelry, and they have the only trained watch repairmen at all of Redding and maybe even Shasta County. Right there, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great prices, great sales always. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Dr. Salas.
Yes.
Maria Salas is with
this
me.
This is fun today. Wow, you have so much going on.
Oh, but
bullfighters.
And yeah, bullfighters. Well, you know, we have a lot of bullfighters.
I need Eric Leighton, the bullfighter, to help me in the chat room right now.
There you go. Are you getting beat up in the chat room?
Yeah, he needs to come between me and some peeps.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
Since it's been fun. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see that. Okay. So now we're here talking about the Reading Republican Women's... Am I right so far?
Yeah, Reading Republican Women Federated.
Federated.
Is putting on their wine and brew. And today we have Diana Branch in here with us, who brought you tickets, brought you and Linda some tickets. Diana, welcome to the show. That mic is live right now.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Okay, tell us Diana is the chair of the event this year.
Well, good. Tell us about it, Diana.
Well, we're actually looking forward to having a really exciting event this year. Usually it's just people come and they eat and they drink. And this year we have a young man that's 14 years old who's supposed to be an awesome DJ, and he'll be doing 50s, 60s music. And we have photo op that people can do behind a pink Cadillac.
Oh, how fun.
And we have cars, the cool April Nights cars that we're going to be on display.
So, yeah. It's next Wednesday, right?
It's Wednesday, the 22nd, from 6 o'clock to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge. And can I talk about some of the...
Oh, sure.
We have Woody's Brewing and Topps Market. Woody's Brewing and Topps Market that will be doing the brew side of it. We've changed it from just a wine gala to wine and brew event. We have Lucero Olive Oil that will be there. And then Bernsini, Armello, New Clairvaux, Alpen Cellars, Mount Tehama, and Mosley Family Vineyards. That will all be there.
That is a lot. Those are a lot of great vendors and local too. By the way,
yeah.
So I like it. Yeah. And then the guys. Right, it's a little something for the guys this year, right? All the beer,
right? And we have three ladies, young ladies, that are looking to get scholarships this year. So we're hoping that we'll have a lot of money from this event to be able to give to the girls. And we also use this event for our buckets of books for the schools. We provide buckets of books for about 16 local schools.
How do they get tickets? How can we make it easy for them to go get tickets?
You can come to my office on Hilltop, 1183 Hilltop Drive, Omega Mortgage Group, or you can buy them at the door. Come on down.
Mm-hmm. And these are $25
a ticket. They're $25
each. But we have a couple of tickets right now.
Yeah.
That for this, it's going to be a wine and brew event with all other types of things going on. It's going to be at the Elks Lodge, which is a great place right on the river.
Fun and beautiful.
If you have too good a time, you can go out and dip your feet into the river, though we don't really suggest that. For a couple of tickets for the wine and brew event, the Elks Lodge for Monday. Is that right?
Wednesday, April 22nd.
Here it is, $25 a ticket. I've got two of them. For the first person, it calls 605-4567. 605-4567. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. And this way you get in. Now, you get to sip all of those. You get to try all of those.
Okay. Yes, you get a glass when you get there.
And we have appetizers. You'll get a little glass. We'll have a cup that you'll get when you get there so you can do either wine or brew.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a lot of fun.
So we will be able to take the you take the money and help kids when they're for the scholastics and scholarships and all this. So, okay. What else is going on with that?
With the wine and brew?
Yeah.
Well, really, we just want to thank all the vendors this year. My gosh, I think this is the first time we've had so many, and they're excited and happy to be there. And a lot of the ladies are making food, and we're bringing it, and it's just a fun event.
And we have door prizes and opportunity drawing that will be going on, too. And we have an awful lot of really neat things, a wide variety of opportunity prizes for people to be able to get, too. So you can get a prize and drink and have food.
Obviously, happening during cool April Nights Week, there are going to be cars out in the front.
Yeah, right? We have about 10, I think, obligated on display. Alice Garrity from Avanti Travel is having her truck there.
Oh, how fun.
And she doesn't get it out of the garage very often, but she's excited about having hers on display.
This is just it's a good way for one is to have a good time.
Yes.
Go out and taste some of the wines and brews from around here, our local vendors and brewmasters, and then also help people, which is
that's the big deal there is the fundraising money goes to our scholarship program, Reading Republican Women. Gives away two scholarships every year for women that are going to college. And then we also have someone that's in charge of our Bucket of Books program, Jenny Mistel. Mm-hmm. Every year goes down with all the money she collects down to Sacramento, and she orders the books from the Scholastic bookstore down there and then brings them back up. And hopefully with all the people donating money, there's enough. One year there was enough to go to have books for everyone in the county, every school in the county. So elementary schools mostly.
It's elementary schools, yeah. And we usually go in and we present them, at, mm-hmm. you know, during the a program, sometimes the library.
Okay, well,
they're really happy to get them.
Thank you.
Okay. It'll be next Wednesday on the 22nd, and it's a good place to be able to have a great time. We'll be giving away these tickets this week. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we've got Larry Morgan. We're going to be talking about the future of Reading transportation. Carl Bott and Dr. Maria Salas. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. IRS impersonation scams are hitting their stride this time of year and bilking American taxpayers out of millions of dollars. And according to SRN's Linda Caden on Capitol Hill, senators have taken notice.
Dr. Al Cadenhead, a Baptist preacher from North Carolina, tells the Senate Aging Committee he fell for a scam when someone claiming to be from the IRS threatened him with arrest unless he paid thousands of dollars.
I'm sharing my experience for one reason only. It is with hopes that my involvement might assist in stopping this scam and prosecuting these criminals.
Dr. Cadenhead says he finds the whole thing very embarrassing.
My only reward is for being public with my shame is to communicate to as many people as possible that the IRS does not do business over the phone and that when calls are received, hang up.
Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, a huge Marine Corps helicopter made an emergency landing on a Southern California beach yesterday. USMC Gunnery Sergeant Donald Bohanner says there was no damage done as the enormous 100-foot CH-53E Super Stallion came down.
There was no injuries, no damage to property, no injuries to any civilians, which was an awesome, awesome thing right there.
Officials say the pilot made the emergency landing after a cockpit gauge warned of low oil pressure. A canine flu outbreak sickening many dogs in parts of the Midwest. Dr. Keith Polson is with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's School of Veterinary Medicine.
It's a new virus to the population. They haven't had a chance to be vaccinated or have natural exposure, and that's why clinical signs are a little bit more severe.
A Houston hospital says a woman has delivered five girls in what it believes is the first set of all-female quintuplets ever born in this country. A lot of work for the staff.
We treated every baby as an individual. They weren't treated as a group. Everybody had their own team, and everybody was taken care of that way.
That's Dr. Jane Rivera on Wall Street right now. The Dow down about 8 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits on the rise for the second straight week. The Labor Department says applications were up by 12,000 last week. U.S. home builders opened the spring buying season in March at a slower pace compared to last year.
The Commerce Department says builders started construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 926,000 homes last month. That was a 2.5% decline from the pace of March of last year. March housing starts actually rose 2% as construction recovered in the Northeast and Midwest markets, which were hammered by winter storms. However, the pace of construction slipped last month in the South and West.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Average long long-term mortgage rates up slightly this week, but remain close to historically low levels. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edged up to 3.67 from 3.66% last week. The average rate for a 15-year mortgage for refinancing, 2.94%. This is SRN News. Prosecutors say this doctor wrote a prescription for pain, Nassau County, New York Police Commissioner Thomas Crumpter.
The man schooled in saving lives, betrayed his oath, and began to lead a life of a common criminal.
And this woman told WABC-TV she can scarcely believe the reports that Dr. Anthony Machetto paid to have her rival's office burned down and have him beat up.
I'm telling you, something happened to him because he was a good man. Soft-spoken, as good as gold.
Machetto pleaded not guilty to conspiracy and other charges at his arraignment. A 95-year-old Northern California man becomes the world's oldest active pilot. The Sacramento Bee reported that Guinness World Record keepers confirmed that a flight last month by Peter Weber Jr. qualified him for the record book. He was 95 years old, 4 months and 23 days, when he flew three looping circles around an airfield near Sacramento March 30th. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Dr. Maria Salas, my
welcome back,
here,
everybody.
Positively healthy lady.
Woohoo!
April the 16th, 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, the weather. I mean, even though it's going to be kind of redundant, we say it once.
How about this? It's going to be beautiful for the next few days.
Very nice today. However, it's going to dry things out with winds up to 18 miles an hour. The thermometer moves up into the mid-80s. It's going to continue to warm up, and we could see the 90s by the weekend. Right now in Reading, we have 56 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane,
a veteran-owned company. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. That's right. Linda's going to be playing there on the first Thursday of May. I think it's May the 7th, whatever that first Thursday is, with her band. Special guest will be Lou White. And it goes from 7 to 9 there on those Thursdays. And they have a special. They have a special menu there, ranging from chicken Florentine to steak and lobster. Steak and lobster, $21.
Wow.
And it's good. And it's good.
I heard she's going through August now.
Yeah, she's going through August out there, first Thursday of every month. And you just have a great time. Show up around 6, 6:30, have dinner, listen to her sing and her band, and you can get out and dance, which is a big thing, too. And so everybody has a great time. Give them a call, though, at 243-3377, Elements Lounge, 243-3377, to get reservations. Tell me you want to sit there and be able to watch Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Carl, Maria, Bob, how are you guys this morning?
Hello.
We're peachy.
We could all jump in a pool by the weekend.
I know,
you know,
huh?
This is getting a little, this is a little bit out of control.
I'm kind of scared, to be honest.
I mean, you know what?
I'm not ready.
We're going to have a smoky summer here.
Yep. It's hard not to like the weather, huh, guys? We need rain, but it's hard not to like it.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. I like to keep it around 75, you know, 75 to 80.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah. That's me it. Being a Bay Area kid, that's kind of
like
how
it to
I like
rain
it.
Every night between midnight and 2, and then and then kind of clear up and everything, so the next morning we can go out and play. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not asking too much.
What's up, Terry?
Well, this Monday night, Mark Baird is coming to Reading to 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. We are going to give some facts about the state of Jefferson and water. I don't think people know this, but Mark Baird is the past president of Protect Our Water and was the sole person who worked with Jim Nielsen on all these water issues. There's a lot of things I think about Mark Baird people don't know, a lot of great things. Anyway, he's going to be speaking about the state of Jefferson. We did have two town halls last week and the week before, which some of these people from Keep It California showed up, and I was certainly able to answer their questions because when you deal in facts, It's a lot different than when you deal with innuendo and emotion. But that's 6 o'clock. Get your questions answered. Mark Baird, Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock Monday night at Destiny Fellowship Church.
When can we expect Mark to take on this new pack?
Well, you know, we want to debate them, but basically I tried to get him into that over the 2 town halls that that Sal and I did over the past 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to refute facts. I mean, facts are facts. I mean, you know, 2 really quick things. 8 counties wouldn't be in. These board of supervisors are not foolish people. They wouldn't be in if they didn't have the facts, number one. And number two, gosh, how did the other 49 states make it without California's money?
Well, there's 2 questions there. They've got some other questions, too. It'd be interesting. Maybe we can get them on the air along with Mark.
And well, it would be good as we're thinking. You know, we'd like to debate them. But, you know, at this point, they were very quiet after a couple of questions were answered and some things were pointed out to them at both of these different town halls that we did. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's great. That'd be wonderful. But I just want everyone to be there because this is a big deal. Representation's a big deal. And really and truly, everybody should want the same thing. We just want representation.
This is not a Republican-Democrat independent thing.
I think with an assemblywoman in San Francisco.
Yeah, even
who's a Democrat who's upset because the last gerrymander took away a senator from San Francisco and gave it to Los Angeles. I mean, let's talk facts. So Monday night, 6 o'clock, Destiny Fellowship Church.
Wow.
All right,
okay.
You got it,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, hey, Maria. Great job, honey.
Oh, you've been what? Thank you.
You did a great job. You do a great job on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much.
Your program's good. So anyway, have a great day, you two.
Thanks.
Positively Bye. Healthy Saturday mornings. Hey, we're here with Larry Morgan, who is there's so many different groups here. How I describe it is you're kind of like the spokesman or one of the ones, major people, when it comes to the planning the transportation future of Reading.
Right, yeah.
But there's a variety of different organizations that do this. But the one you represent.
Well, I'm representing Omni Means in this project. This is a downtown Reading transportation plan. Omni Means is a traffic planning and engineering firm established in 1981. They have 5 offices in California, and they have 1 right here in Reading. And so Omni Means was hired by the city of Reading last fall to prepare a downtown transportation plan for our community.
Okay, and you belong to Omni Means. So are you an employee of Omni Means?
I'm a part-time employee, and my role primarily is the public outreach portion. So mm-hmm. I'm because of my experience with the city of Reading.
Yeah, okay, you're retired from the city of Reading.
Correct.
Oh, yeah,
right.
That's a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I worked mm-hmm. for 28 years for the city of Reading, and mm-hmm. you know, the last 15, 20 years was primarily working on downtown issues. And so I was the point person for a number of downtown projects, and I networked and worked with a lot of downtown stakeholder organizations. And so my role with Omni Means is to do a little outreach for those groups and make sure that they're heard, we understand what the issues are, the concerns are, and then we develop a plan that fits for Reading.
So what do we need to hear right now? What needs to be heard?
Well, you know, our role is, you know, we have about 5 tasks that we've been charged with mm-hmm. Accomplishing, and some of them are pretty significant. Things like you know, the question of whether or not to put the streets back through the mall or the promenade, as it's called today. You know, and if
that's
we do,
a big question, isn't it?
It is. You know, the downtown specific plan was adopted in 2000, and mm-hmm. it actually includes policy in there that calls for putting the streets back through. But
how
you know,
are you going to do that now?
Well,
without destroying the businesses that are in there.
Well, the problem is, you're right. You know, when the mall was created back in the late 60s and early 70s, the buildings were allowed to encroach back into what was the right-of-way. Mm-hmm. So, like here in this radio studio, when you look across the street, you know, you have 80 feet between your building and the buildings
right.
across the way. Well, in the promenade or in the mall, what happened was buildings were allowed to encroach out to the center line, so there's only 40 feet of distance yeah. between some of the buildings. So the college building, when it went up, we had them hold back to the old right-of-way line. So at the north end of the mall, at the promenade, there's actually 80 feet of space between buildings.
Yeah, but when you get down further, including the city buildings and county buildings,
well, you've got
they're
the,
like 20 feet apart, it seems like.
Well, you've got the Dickers, you know, buildings really yeah. the key to the promenade. If the Dickers building, if we can work with the developer there and have them relinquish the right-of-way back to the city, then you have all the space we need to put the streets back in.
Hmm. Let me tell you a quick story before we have to take a break. In San Diego on the boardwalk down there, I don't, you may have heard this story. It's beautiful. It's right on the beach down there in Mission Bay. And they had, of course, a boardwalk there. Well, that boardwalk was 10 feet wider. I mean, it could go out 10 feet wider, and it hadn't been. And so what had happened over the years, people just encroached these beautiful oceanfront houses, had a little front yard and all this. And so when the city says, we're taking it back, instead of going into the beach side of it, they went into the property side of it. And it took, and they took 10 feet in, and that took the yards. In some cases, the boardwalk went right to the front door of these houses. And, they fought it for a little while, but there wasn't. I mean, it was in their property, in their contracts. And this thing was huge. You watch property values, some of them dropped $500,000 because they had nothing there. I mean, they just were right there so that people could lean up against their house and all that. And they tried to. But so this kind of thing here, I mean, this is going to be, I mean, you're talking about if somebody, they'd have to give up their whole building then.
Well, it's not that significant, but it is an impact for sure. For example, if we're talking with the developers or the owners of the old Dickers building, K2 development, and their vision for that site is to actually shrink their footprint back, relinquish the right of way, and go vertical. So now instead of a single story structure, you have something that's maybe 5 or 6 floors, maybe has residential above and retail on the ground floor. Those are, that's...
Yeah, you're going to have to get creative, for
and
sure.
That's, and that's how we did it with the college. The college wanted to locate here, but they wanted the roof off the mall, and they wanted some pedestrian improvements adjacent to their new facility. Mm-hmm. And it was a cooperative agreement, and we worked it out, and it, made the first phase of the roof removal project happen.
Looks great, too.
Ken Murray once stated at a council meeting that he had a vision of multi-story, mixed-use, family business around the central core because he was tired of the most impressive building in Shasta County being the jail.
Yeah, correct.
Still is. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Larry Morgan's here for OmniVision talking about the vision for downtown. We haven't even really got into that yet.
Larry. Dr. Glad you're here.
Dr. Maria Salas, of course, is with me here, but she's in battle. Get into the chat room. If you haven't been in the chat room lately, go to KCNR1460.com. Join the fight.
It's been fun.
We're talking vaccinations and everything else in there. We'll be right back after these messages.
To miss any of the excitement about auto racing as the Shasta Speedway heats up the tracks again with this Saturday night shakedown. The band Petrified Rock throttles it up at the Speedway when the gates open at 5 p.m. Live music, dancing, games, and prizes. Brat Rods are early hot rods from the 40s, 50s, and early 60s on display. Race fans, are you ready? Because your North State drivers are ready to rumble. Heat races in all divisions with a grand finale. Brat Rods burning up the track. Tickets are just $7.50 for adults, $4.50 for kids age 4 to 11, as well as seniors and military. Kids 3 and under are free. Don't miss Shasta Speedway's Saturday Night Shakedown. There's fun for the whole family. Live music by Petrified Rock. Great food and don't forget the great racing. Gates open at 5. Get there early for the best seats. Special thanks to our supporting sponsors, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson Tire Factory, Trent Tech Tire Factory, Logan Cicada Cantina, Joe's Burger Shack, Harvest Printing, Boundary Waters, and these radio stations.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott, which isn't exactly true because you're going to have On the Spot with Linda Bott's Carl Bott tonight.
That's so cool.
I mean, just
somebody wanted to know who your guests were, too.
Oh, I've
on the
got,
chat room.
Oh. Okay, well, we've got people from, I'm trying to get, we have two or three guests coming in.
Sounds fun.
Different groups of people that we're going to talk about. I don't have them all written down right here, but it's going to be, we're going to give away tickets, we're going to do all those kind of things, and I won't be as giggly as Linda, but I can try. Hey, on Monday, April 20th, Sock Hop, 1950 style. This is for the Exchange Club. They use this to also for scholarships. Admissions $5, kids under 10 free. It's going to be at the Redding Civic Auditorium from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Family entertainment includes Dancing to the Oldies with DJ Bobette, Cool Cars Display, Dancing Costume Contest, Make Your Own Mary's Pizza Shack, Bambino Pizza, 50s Era Food and Beverages. That means you can sit there, have a pizza, a milkshake, and smoke a cig. Smoke a cigarette right there. Oh, probably not. Okay. Anyway, they got a bounce house, carnival-style games, face painting for the kids. It's going to be big. Okay, this is at the Civic Auditorium, Monday, April 20th, Exchange Club. It presents the kickoff event for this week's events, Monday, April 20th. Okay. Now, on the 24th, Redding Rodeo Media Day. For you guys in the media, go on out and ride along the beautiful Sacramento River. You're going to have a great time. Of course, the Red Bluff Roundup, starting tomorrow, begins at at 7 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m., 2:30 on Saturday, and 1:30 on Sunday. It's got it all. They've got the Beast Up Bullfighter Meet and Greet today from 4 to 6 p.m.
Sounds fun.
The Mixer tonight, Cowboy Chamber Golf Tournament on the 17th at 9 a.m., it's got it all. For more information, call 527-1000 or check out the RedBluffRoundup.com. This weekend, the Redding EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association, is having a Young Eagles event.
Wow.
On Saturday, April 18th at Benton Airfield. They've had several of these events a year, and over 300 kids get to fly free at the at this. And they just go on down at 9 o'clock in the morning at Benton Airfield. Sign up. If you have any questions, give them a call at 351-8203. This is the Young Eagles, and they get to fly throughout the area. Free flights for kids ages 8 to 17. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's important.
It is 9 a.m. to noon. You know what? And they have a great time when they're out there. Call Barbara Crooker again, 549-4275. I think that that's probably pretty much everything for this
I don't know what to do this weekend. Seriously, I'm torn. Well, there's so much.
Well, we've got like four things we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, we just have to go from spot to spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Larry Morgan from... I have completely blasted
California this. Reading Transportation.
How about Omni-Means?
Omni-Means. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Omni-Means here. And we're talking for the downtown Reading business. What? What?
I'm sorry. Every time I hear Omni-Means, I think of the evil corporation from RoboCop.
Is that Omni-Means?
I was just thinking, what does Omni-Means mean?
Multi. Yes, Omni-Control Corporation is the group on RoboCop.
Okay.
It's funny.
Larry is kind of like the face for... change for downtown.
Worked today
for
the voice. Thank you.
And today the voice, but also and worked for the city and retired from the city, but he's involved with a lot of the downtown issues. And he's involved with the Cascade Theater, the River Riverfront Playhouse, Viva Downtown, and also, you know, Viva Downtown also is working with the Downtown Reading Business Association, at least for another week. and then now Omni-Means, which is the transportation plan for Reading. And this, you know, this is a big thing. Because we're talking about a lot of major changes to downtown if all of this goes through.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
But the biggest one, one of the biggest ones, is this putting the road completely through, having California go right on through where the mall is now, the walking mall.
Right, or Market Street.
Market
Street.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Market Street. Yeah. California's right over one.
So, that's a big one. You know, we had a workshop about 3 weeks ago, and basically it was to touch base with all the people that we'd talked to. We'd talked to about two dozen stakeholder groups and individuals, and we wanted to see if we were hearing what they had to say and if we were on the right track as we were developing alternatives going forward. And we're looking at a lot of things like restoring the grid in downtown, you know, putting the streets back to two-way, you know, instead of having Pine and California and all the streets up here at the north end of the mall one-way, what would it look like if it was all two-way? Because it used to be. Before the mall was built, it was all two-way. What do we do about getting bicycles and pedestrians in and through downtown comfortably and safely? You know, how do we connect bicyclists to the Sacramento River Trail and to the Dana to Downtown Trail? What do we do about the parking structure? You know, the parking structure is built in 1972, 1977. It's getting old.
Yeah, it's all important. We're growing here. We need to be looking at this.
We need to do something for our downtown. Mm-hmm. The city will grow from the downtown. We've got all the potential here.
Right.
But if we don't do something about it, we're going to, you know, we're over, you know, we got transients, we got homeless. That's not really even the big thing. That can be handled. It's the whole growth procedure that we need to actually have a real plan.
Well, it's the infrastructure. I mean, Reading has a lot going for it, but in downtown we have all the challenges that you could possibly imagine in a downtown. We have a railroad, we have highways, one-way streets, wide streets. We closed off our mall in our downtown heart and put a roof over it and enclosed it. So we have a lot of challenges to deal with. And we're looking at how to undo them. You know, when the mall was built in the late 60s and 70s, we were one of about 230 nationwide that took their main streets and covered them and made them enclosed. And there's only about 30 of them left, and there's only a few of those that are successful nationwide. You know, 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica is an example, and 16th Street in Denver is another example. But they're unique. You know, they have an ocean, they have lots of population, they have density. You know, we don't have those things, so... We're basically undoing.
We have the railroad.
We do have the railroad. Well, you know, and that's important. I mean, the railroad's important. There's a lot of history and all of that. But
Bob?
I go to places like Grants Pass. I look around Paradise. Even Red Bluff. There is a core of these grand buildings and a sense of what the city grew from. We got nothing, and we're much bigger than those places.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, we didn't save a lot of our history. We removed it to make room for things like the parking structure and, you know, what happened in the promenade or in the mall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I think we're trying to undo those mistakes. You know, remodeling things, saving like the Lorenz Hotel and the Reading Hotel were important and rehabbing those facilities. So, you know, obviously the Cascade Theater is a great example of saving your history and saving something that's unique and wonderful in downtown. So we're trying to do a better job of that, but unfortunately, you know, going back 50 years ago or so, or even longer,
trying to
we lost
that.
A lot.
Yeah. Hey, our guest is Larry Morgan, who is part of Omni Means, but also is connected with so many different downtown associations. And he's the face and the voice of the downtown transportation plan's infrastructure, which is so important. And we're going to be getting into that here after our break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models. They can do it all. They can offer warranties and guarantees on their work, too. One of the few companies that will do that. You got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This weekend, 90 degrees, might be a good time to give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. Have them come out and check your filters on your air conditioners. Make sure the air ducts are working. Make sure it's working at efficient, as efficient as it can, because the cost of electricity, of course, is going up also. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Dr. Maria Salas, who is covered with chat room.
I took a break.
You take a break?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm very much listening to Larry here. And I know on our way back we're going to talk about more.
We're going to talk a lot more. Okay.
Roundabouts.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free 1-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bond, Dr. Maria Salas this morning.
Good morning. Welcome back, everybody.
8:33 in the morning, 55 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Another veteran-owned business where you get discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? Man's Last Stronghold.
Well, I won't be going then.
Well, you can go. I mean, they would enjoy, you know, talking to you.
Yeah.
I mean,
unless you drop the boyfriend off.
Drop the boyfriend off. You know,
go do
that's
something.
What Linda does. She comes in. She feels honored. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue across to the subway there. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. We're here with Larry Morgan, who works for OmniMeans, but he's also a retired city of Reading employee.
And a Navy guy.
And a Navy guy. Thank you for your service.
Hey,
and his son's a Navy guy.
That's true.
There you go.
And my son's grandfather also.
Oh, you guys are Navy guys, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Bob's a Navy guy.
Perfect.
So I'm a Marine guy. It's got to be there's always got to be an hombre in the group. We're talking about the downtown growth and infrastructure and transportation for downtown Reading. But let's go to the phones. Gene, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to talk to you about transportation, and you're looking at transportation. Years ago when they began planning on the new Cypress Street Bridge, I talked to Mike Warren, other people in city staffing, because one of my ideas was to take and to make an overcrossing to relieve traffic from Buenaventura, going across Buenaventura, going across to 273, the railroad tracks, the south end of Wyndham subdivision, going across the river over there, connecting to Bocelli Lane. You could get traffic from Bocelli Lane to 299 West in a straight shot with no lights, maybe one light. And instead of all of the money that was put in on the bridge, and they put it in, and you still have the bottleneck where everybody has to come into the Cypress, and it's the downtown routing going clear up, you know, to Eureka Way and going out, and Placer, you've got the railroad tracks, and I don't know why they don't consider something to take the traffic off of a very small downtown area.
Okay, Gene, I don't know why either. Sounds like a great plan, but
yeah, I mean, you could get to Bocelli Lane to Sunset Market in a flash.
Well,
and I don't know why they didn't consider anything like that. And that's vacant land over there. You could cross the river. That's all vacant land. And I said before it ever gets filled in. And so since you're working on traffic with downtown, because you get caught at the Placer Street and the train situation.
Yep, and then when you're coming in off of 44, you know, you're jammed right there.
So that would be like an expressway, right, Larry?
It would be. It's an expressway.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Gene, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I like any idea that makes it faster. Of course, in running fast, I mean, slow here is 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that we're wrestling with and addressing is there's two aspects to downtown traffic. And one is getting to downtown, and what is getting through downtown. And so we're looking at a balance between those two issues.
She's talking about getting around downtown.
She is talking about getting around downtown, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the ideas that she mentioned were actually part of past redevelopment project plans mm-hmm. that were on the books. But, you know, redevelopment agencies don't exist anymore. That revenue source is gone. So mm-hmm. those projects are kind of gone. They're, you know, anytime you're talking about crossing a railroad or crossing a river or spanning over property, it's expensive. It's ultra expensive. And so we have some great projects out there in queue waiting for potential funding, but we, being the city of Reading. We're just too far down the pecking order, and the likelihood of getting funded is kind of remote.
Okay, when we start talking about our downtown plan, roundabouts. Talk roundabouts. People are afraid of roundabouts.
They are.
I don't understand that.
Well,
I love
them. Having lived in Europe and on several occasions, that roundabouts is just a way of life over there.
Right.
And it's funny. It's a funny way of life when you're down in Naples, Italy. But I mean, you have the Sicilian dreadnought, which all the cars end up in one spot. Mm-hmm. You know, and it, you can never, you know, everybody just gets out of their cars and walks away.
Right.
But a roundabout is a way of life. And if you go over to Arizona and you drive from Sedona, mm-hmm. or you drive down the hill from driving to Sedona, you've got six roundabouts. Yeah. On the way down there, and everybody seems to be able to handle it.
Yeah,
they seem very efficient.
They're very efficient. Yeah. They're safer than a traditional intersection, mm-hmm. because if you have a collision,
believe it or not, yeah.
If you have a collision, it'll be a fender bender. It won't be a high speed T-bone impact.
Yeah.
People are more polite.
In your name?
When it comes to roundabouts, not necessarily in Naples, but everybody drives the same way in Naples, so you understand that. But you have a tendency to be a little more polite and more
cautious. You know, your speeds are slower. But the other thing that's good is that you don't have delay. You know, you eliminate those long waits.
Yeah, it seems to flow better.
Exactly.
The trucks, now that that one in Anderson seems to be doing good, the way they made it, so the truck can come up on the curb a little.
There's a lot of fear of roundabouts until you've been through it a couple of times, and then it seems to become second nature.
They're more expensive, though. Why are they more expensive?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because, and I'll tell you why I know this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I am no brilliant person, but they talk about the roundabout that's heading out toward the McConnell Foundation.
Okay.
And there's a couple roundabouts out there. And they talked about the cost of them and why did it cost so much the city, because it's like four times the amount of time or cost than it would be if you put in just a regular traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's, you know, and that was the basic. Nobody argued that point, mm-hmm. that it cost more. But I was just wondering why it would cost more.
And, you know, I wish Russ Windham were here to answer this question. Mm. He's like the roundabout king here in Reading. But,
well, maybe we'll have to have him on some.
Well, they can't have those dang cameras at a roundabout.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, I like that one right
away.
Yeah,
and so that takes away that cost.
To us. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to address that bridge that the lady wanted to bring across the Sacramento River to connect Bocelli Lane.
Okay.
I live in the neighborhood that would affect, and I don't like the idea of that. Do you know there's a big field here that's open space she'd go across? There's a herd of black-tailed deer that live in there that probably numbers pretty close to 30. There's turkeys in there. There's fox in there. It would be very detrimental to the environment down here. And that's just a crummy idea. The people from Bocelli Lane aren't interested in getting over to Sunset Market.
Is that Parkview, Nick?
And I just don't like that at all.
Is that around Parkview?
No.
Okay.
That's down here off of South Bocelli Lane.
Okay.
North of the Riverview Country Club and between Cypress and the Riverview Country Club.
Oh, okay. All right. Now,
it's
a
little nook and cranny that is actually county that's surrounded by the city.
Okay. Now, see, that's the kind of thing, if somebody says, okay, I see an efficient way of handling traffic, but the impact it has on everybody in the community has got to be something else that's taken into account.
And that might have been what they took into account, not to mention the funds that it would take to do something like that.
Which we found that we just don't have.
It's not in the funnel, Nick. You don't have to worry.
Okay, well, that's good. And there's another thing about that. There's some kind of federal law that says you can only have so many bridges in a stretch of river, whatever stretch that is. And Reading has met that limit. And that's a good law as far as I'm concerned. Thank you. Have a great day, fellas.
Well, hey, Nick, thanks a lot for calling and listening.
Okay, bye.
You bet. Wow. That's something else. You know, it's here we're looking at an efficient way of moving traffic, but at the same time, it causes a great deal of concern to people in the area, just like anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back to the roundabouts here. there's fear about roundabouts because most people have never used them, and they see it, and they look at it as an accident waiting to happen because you're having to merge and make that turn around. You've got to be looking in different directions instead of just like one. It does. It makes you – I believe you have to be more observant when you're in a roundabout.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like we talked about, so safer, less congestion, less delay. So they're efficient at moving vehicles through an area safely and continuously. The reason that we showed a roundabout at that location, so that's Cypress, Pine, South Market all coming together down there by Safeway. So that's where we're showing it. And it was really kind of in conjunction with an idea that we start looking at how to get into downtown. So imagine if you're on Cypress Avenue and you're heading west and you're coming up to Pine Street by Safeway And today, what you would do is you would turn left and go down South Market, or you turn right and go up Pine, and you'd head into or through downtown. But in our vision, we're looking at what if you could go straight through that intersection and be on Market Street going into downtown. So now you're coming up Market, and you're coming right by the Cascade Theater. You're coming to the promenade. Maybe the promenade's open, so the street goes all the way into the heart of downtown. So that's what we're looking at, is a way to define a entrance into downtown. But if you want to bypass or you want to go through downtown, then you still continue right on Pine, or you get onto East and you head out to 44. But, you know,
this, okay, I see what you're saying, but you're going to have to open up some property there.
Well, there's actually, if you looked at a map, mm-hmm. you would see that there's actually quite a bit of property there that okay. is unaffected. So, yeah, there'd be a little bit of property taken to accommodate this, but no structures, nothing significant in terms of, you know, acquisition of right away. But mm-hmm. still something that would have to be done. So, and this is conceptual at this stage.
It would take away the place then, too, for transients to sit there and ask for money.
Well,
because nobody's stopping.
Nobody's stopping.
Nobody's
right.
stopping. They can run alongside them.
Right.
You know, hey, throw me a dollar.
See, we can find the money everywhere.
That's yeah. it, right
Saving
there.
It everywhere.
Okay, roundabouts. This is, I've lived in countries with roundabouts. I've used roundabouts. Here's the scary thing. I'm used to a roundabout. I go into ones and people aren't used to roundabouts. Then it gets kind of, because people are stopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like someone brought up in the chat room, we're talking about one lane ones or how many lane roundabouts? Because like Jimmy brought up, he drove in a 4-lane roundabout in Dublin one time, and that was kind of hairy.
Yeah. Well, but you have to kind of, but 4 lanes. So you've got them coming in from major. You got mm-hmm. major groups of people merging here. Everybody knows the rules.
Yes.
So except us, Jimmy, you and me, we don't know those rules, but you just kind of like get into it.
Doesn't it always feel better when you can just keep moving rather than stopping? So all you have to do is just slow down. That's it. That's all you have to do is slow down.
Well, slow down.
But you still get to move.
Yeah, as you're coming through. Well, yeah, you might have to yield because they're coming around in 3 lanes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're joining on that 4th lane, and then you're having to move over into the next lane over while people are moving past you to get off that other round, that other part.
Right.
So it's constant. Moving,
yeah,
and you just have to have it in your head that this is what we're going to do here,
right.
But it does keep the traffic moving. And I tell you something else too. It's aesthetically,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. aesthetically, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it would make a nice gateway into downtown.
Yes.
It would create that southern anchor. Identify. You've arrived mm-hmm. in downtown. You're here mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Larry Morgan from OmniMeans. And plus so many other different things he does, he's associated with the city and downtown. He's talking about this new downtown transportation plan and what it's going to look like, including opening up the downtown mall so it goes straight on through on Market Street, goes straight on through, and without people having to jog right, jog left, jog left, jog right. All right, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot dog and then afterwards been, what is that?
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm going to die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt. Mm-hmm.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that, Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my ladies undies.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care, clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lee.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, of course, today's Thursday night, so you get on the spot with Linda Bott, except now you get on the spot with Carl Bott tonight because Linda Bott's going to Peter Pan. But I have Dr. Maria Salas here.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Ooh, good morning, Carl and Larry, morning, Bob. This is fun.
Ebullient. She is just ebullient. Bubbly.
Bubbly. Yeah. She is the champagne of co-host. Hey, Shasta Speedway, I have two tickets to Shasta Speedway this Saturday. This is a radio, KCNR radio sponsored ticket. You're going to love it. Gates open at 5 p.m. For the Petrified Rock until 7 p.m. when the racing begins. Rat rods on display on the lawn and race during the intermission. This is a great event for the family, and I've got two tickets here for this Saturday, April the 18th at Shasta Speedway. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you want to watch it. That's in between going to rodeos and all these other events and concerts. But if you want a couple of tickets there, give us a call. April 18th this Saturday, Shasta Speedway, 605-4567. Okay, our guest Larry Morgan, who is here to talk about traffic downtown. And one of the things we wanted to talk about is we talked about roundabouts. And now we were talking about bicycle lanes. And, oh, okay, I didn't see. Billy Bob's on the phone. Before we get to, let's go to Billy Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Billy Bob, you're on. Sorry, I didn't see your name there. Nobody said anything.
you almost blackballed me there. Hey, no, I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, listen, in this conversation with the traffic and stuff, it's interesting, but the problem to revitalize Redding, California is simply the fact that the city's had this ordinance that the high rise is not allowed. There is a limit to how high you can build buildings. And the only way we can get Redding revitalized downtown is to open that up, cut the building fees, suspend all the impact fees, and let the high-rises go in. If we ever had a beautiful horizon from coming across the bridge on 44 and had some high-rise buildings and the revitalization of Redding, California would come back to be. And I swear to God, apartments, internal office and everything.
Stores,
else.
Everything, yeah. Multi-use.
Yeah, and again, suspend the moratorium on, or suspend the limits on high rises and build City of Redding downtown into 20-story buildings. We don't care. build it up. Let's get going. Build our city. All right, I'll let you guys go.
Okay, thanks, Billy Bob. I think we can build a Moses. I see you kind of making motions here, Larry.
Yeah, so, you know, he hit on some really good points. I mean, I think mixed use, density, you know, a 24/7 kind of a downtown where you've got residential and all of that in there. You know, it's very important and very successful, you know. The apartments that have been built in downtown recently are all leased
full.
Up. Yep, they're all full, and there's a capacity for more. You know, there's a demand for more. As far as the height limit thing goes, though, in our specific plan and in our city's general plan, there is no height limit in the downtown core.
Really? So can you put like a 15-story building here?
So no restrictions.
No restrictions. So it's really driven by, you know,
cost.
You know, parking, cost, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay. I want to roll through that, too. Billy Bob, those are really good points because wouldn't that be great? You're driving down and you see four, five, six-story buildings, you know, something taller than the jail.
Exactly.
You know, downtown with multi-use. Just like you said, you know, the top three floors could be people, living there. And then, you know, the bottom two floors, businesses, maybe a little, you know, restaurant type thing, coffee shops so people can come down in the morning.
Right.
I lived in Old Town Alexandria. You know, this was just the way it was around
there.
Beautiful there. Parking.
Yeah.
Big problem.
So parking, well, it's certainly a perceived problem. I mean, there is an awful lot of parking in downtown Reading. If you were to look at an aerial photo of downtown and you were to color in all the parking, there'd be hardly anything left, you know, as far as buildings go. There's the biggest land use we have in downtown is parking. Probably in the core area of downtown, about 4,600 parking spaces are available. The problem is that some of it is not very well signed, so the public doesn't know that it's public parking. Some of it is kind of hidden, and you know the mall, the promenade does a good job of disconnecting parking lots from one side to the other with blank walls that you can't see through or across. Some of it doesn't seem to be safe in the evening. You know, at night it's not well lit, so it's not utilized. But the reality is, if you were willing to walk a couple of blocks in downtown Reading, you could probably find a parking space anytime
you need
to.
And that's true.
Yeah.
But it is perceived. Like, you know, right here in the businesses along the street, they have, you know, this is one of the reasons people are moving from here is that there is no parking in front of the businesses. Now, if you jog right, then you've got the parking structure.
Right.
And so, you know, you could park people there.
Right.
Except, you know, I guess from what I understand, though, when the school is in session, the place gets pretty packed.
Well, it's, you know, the parking structure is old and it's poorly designed. It has these ramps.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to go on that parking structure when it's most busy, you would still probably find parking spaces on the ramps. But nobody wants to park on the ramps. They're on a they're on an angle. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of hidden. They're down below grade.
I don't even know where they're at.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are the ramps?
Well, I don't mind driving parking on a ramp.
Yeah. But you know, if I can drive by the promenade, you know, the parking structure just about any time and look over my shoulder and see parking spaces open on the ramps. You know, they're just not popular.
Okay.
But yeah, you know,
We're just going to have people award people prices for parking on ramps.
We're going to start a movement.
Larry, we got like 4 minutes left here.
Sure.
What's the biggest thing? Where's the next step going on here? Because if we're going to grow, because every time we've talked, and we've been talking about since we opened our station here 6 years ago, what about downtown? What can we do? And I've heard things from, you know, the owner of Market Street Steakhouse. He said, when I said, what's the first thing you'd like to see? He said, a hotel downtown that people could stay at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, but I think it'd be better to be, you know, I mean, that. Yeah, that, you know, yeah, that'd be a nice place. You could say, oh, no, just stay here.
Right.
And there's people trying, like the guy across the street here has really cleaned his act up or cleaned up the whole area here. But the multi-use buildings, I think, is the answer down here. But anyway, where are y'all going next?
Okay, so as I mentioned, we had our first workshop. We have a second workshop coming up probably in the next 60 days, so about 2 months out. And at that point, we'll present what we think are our best ideas for moving forward with addressing parking, addressing traffic circulation, addressing bicycle pedestrian connections, you know, addressing, you know, the mall streets, all of that. And then we go to Planning Commission, then we go to City Council. Now, the whole point of this is that this project, this plan will then fold into a specific plan update process, which is going to be rolling out by the city here in the next couple of months. And that's where really whoever ends up with that project will be looking at things like the land use, the mixed use aspects, how to encourage or incentivize development in downtown. You know, the gentleman, Big Bob, was talking about, you know,
Billy Bob,
excuse me, was talking about reducing fees or waiving fees and so forth, you know, make it encourage people to come downtown. That is a problem. It's expensive to develop in downtown, and that's what's holding some of this back. So we need to look at ways to make that work better. But you know, it's all incremental. Everything happens, you know, piece by piece. You know, the Greyhound building came down. You know,
yeah,
we got a nice new facility being built there.
And that's going to be a multi-use facility?
Yeah,
is it just businesses?
No, there's some residential piece to it as well, right? And then you know, the old Dickers building really, to me, is like the key, the next big key. Mm-hmm. If that project goes and we can get the right of way back to put the streets back in, then I think everything's possible. I think we've opened the door and it'll start rolling from there.
Okay.
Great. Hey, our guest has been Larry Morgan here, who is Omni Means, but he's one of the driving forces in this the redoing of downtown Reading in the transportation plan, which we need. I'd love to see this go move forward with multi-use buildings, parking structures that are different. People, like Billy Bob says, you're driving in and you see kind of a skyline here.
Right. Yeah, you want to come in. Yeah. You want to go to downtown. Right. Thanks for keeping us updated,
yeah,
Larry.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And thanks a lot, Dr. Maria.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, tomorrow, Linda and I are going to be down at the Shasta Blood Center. And we're going to be hosting a big blood drawing down there, so we expect everybody to come down and give a pint. One pint of blood can save up to 6 lives. So, if you've not given blood in a while, you can be a hero and give blood. Larry, I'm sure that you're not doing anything tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. Why don't you just come on down there and give a pint? Because here's the best thing. Once you give a pint of blood, you get to guess about the diamond drop. There's a diamond necklace in this block of ice donated by Four Winds Jewelry. Beautiful. Beautiful diamond necklace. The one closest to the time that that melts wins a diamond necklace.
Wow.
So join Linda and I tomorrow down there on Larkspur at the Shasta Blood Center. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He literally flew in under the radar. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says about the pilot of the gyrocopter that landed on the U.S. Capitol lawn. Police identify the pilot as 61-year-old Florida postal worker Doug Hughes. Hughes made no secret of his plans, recently telling the Tampa Bay Times,
"Violate the no-fly zone nonviolently and for nobody to get hurt. And I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall in front of the Capitol building."
And that's exactly what he did. Another kind of helicopter, a big one, raised some eyebrows in northern San Diego County yesterday.
We were actually coming down for a beach walk. We come down here quite a bit, and lo and behold, there's a chopper right on the beach.
The huge Marine Corps Super Stallion copter made an emergency landing after a low oil pressure warning light came on. No damage, no injury.